Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Not just a podcast, but a whole way of life. Coming up on this week's Easy Installments Low Payment Show. Fight iPad with fire. Amazon busts open the tablet war with a $200 slab that's all about the cloud. Just as well, because it means we don't have to spend all show talking about the iPhone 5. Apple's finally sent out the invites. This Tuesday, it will be revealed. The fixture of the year, FIFA v PES, kicks off with the launch of FIFA 12, the return legs, in 2 weeks when Pro Evo 2012 lands, and Google and Samsung get together for a little launch of their own, the Nexus Prime. All that, and whatever else we pull from our collective asses, and by we, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who's never knowingly underwear. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings from this non-iTunes-based podcast.
I know, you say that it's a way of life. It's a way of life for those not on iTunes, unfortunately.
What's all that about, Ree?
Well, basically, the RSS feed, which took the pod to iTunes during the relaunch, that RSS feed went kaput, and now we're whipping some web developers to get it sorted. So hopefully we'll be sorted as soon as we can.
Sorry, the problem is, because it happened...
Crunchy granola.
Ooh, granola.
Hey, that's what the IT guys are missing out on.
Speaking of treats, look, I brought you apples.
Oh, thanks.
These are from my garden.
Oh, there lovely. You are.
Really?
Have an Should apple. I bite into one?
Oh, go for it. Mm. I bite the worm.
That's great.
It's
a good apple,
There you are. So there is an apple theme to this show.
That's good. We can sell this to Foley artists to use in next time in a Hollywood blockbuster. Somebody's biting into a juice... Juicy, crisp apple.
There are guys who'll come round in London, take all your apples and make cider.
Do it.
Yeah.
Thieves, they're called.
I've got buckets of them.
Gypsies.
Anyway, Dunk, a good week for tech. What about for you?
Me? Fantastic. No, what was I talking about before? Before I was so rudely interrupted? Yeah, no, the reason it won't be back on iTunes for a while is because, unfortunately, because it broke down as a result of the redesign... The developers are also working on 9 billion other... It's not that they're useless. They've got 9 billion other minor bugs and irritations to sort through.
So we're on the waiting list.
We're on the list.
Okay.
We were looking into the possibility of just doing it ourselves, but then there'd be two T3 links on iTunes.
We couldn't upload it to that.
So all the people who'd subscribed would have...
They'd have to go and find it again. And then it'd almost be like, oh, this is like the real... It'd be like the IRA. It'd be like the real IRA and the provisional IRA. And we'd be the real T3.
Got it.
And everyone would be the provisional T3. Which brings me on to what I'm talking about this week. Which is, did you see or read about, I don't think anybody saw it because nobody watches documentaries on ITV, but did you read about subsequently and then revisit online?
Yes.
The hilarity, the sheer mirth that was. Because from what I could see, the documentary on a whole was quite interesting and, you know, quite hard-hitting and, you know, it's about
the whole
proper serious
it,
political
yeah.
stuff. But then completely knackered themselves by presenting, not even, well, I suppose this is why it happened, not even footage from a particularly well-known game, but from, I believe, amongst... cult game players, Arma 2.
Yeah.
Arma 2. I thought initially it was Armagh, so it was like some kind of Northern Irish, like because that would have a, because Armagh used to be a big sort of Republican sort of stomping ground. Anyway, Arma 2, they just used footage from that as an example of somebody shooting down a helicopter.
But it was just the footage was so bad.
Well, there seemed to be some, basically, they blamed human error and said, oh, we got the wrong clip.
They typed the wrong thing into YouTube.
Exactly.
They typed helicopter being shot down or something to that extent, and they got that clip. And because the quality is so poor, but I didn't think it was that poor. I was like, you're looking at it, it was like...
It was quite pixelated.
That don't look very real.
No, but I guess they thought it didn't look very real.
It looks really pixelated because it's a low-quality YouTube thing.
But it looked... Maybe because we knew it was a game, then it... Because you know it's a game, you think, oh, it...
Well, I tried to look at it with an open mind, like somebody who'd just be... And I didn't really see how they could possibly think that it was anything other than a game.
None of the humans looked real. They looked like game characters.
Yeah. So I'm like the next ITV documentary about the military. It'll be like, we uncover the super soldiers who can get shot in the face but completely recover by hiding behind a corner for a minute.
Yeah.
And then they're completely back to normal. Yeah. What genetic mutations is the British government using to make these super soldiers?
Can you imagine the news if it was like a game? It's just like, oh my God, princess like abducted by giant turtle.
Yeah, uncovered. Yeah. Sadistic Italian plumber jumps up and down on turtles until they're dead. And then chucks the turtle's shells at other, you know, living beings.
Yeah.
Mario on
bastard.
Mario on mushroom shocker.
And then overcharges you for like fitting a new system or whatever.
Maybe like Leighton Orient smashes Man United 8-0.
That really is plumbers from hell, isn't it? Plumbers from hell on acid.
Good. So yes, armor to sneaking into an ITV documentary about the links between Colonel Gaddafi and the IRA. Which sadly actually was, you know, thoroughly accurate.
Serious business and well researched. You just give one kind of underpaid or perhaps not paid at all sort of runner the job of like tasked with finding a bit of footage and suddenly you're a laughing stock.
That's what happens. Well, on to our top story, and it's the announcement of not one but four new Kindles, including the Kindle Fire, Amazon's answer to the iPad. This is how it went down. I warn you, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos is not.
It's called Kindle Fire. 7-inch IPS display, ultra-wide viewing angle, fast dual-core. Let's turn the volume down a little bit. Let's go back home. You see the music continues to play in the background. Newsstand for magazines, books, music, video, docs, apps, and web browsing. What's the price of Kindle Fire?
I don't know, Steve.
How
what
affordable
is
Kindle Fire?
Jeff.
It's $199.
Oh! Get out of town!
Get out of town! He sounds bored of it himself, doesn't he?
The problem was his big reveal was slightly undone by the fact that everyone knew it was going to be under $200. And just as he started speaking, all the news was leaked anyway.
Bloomberg just went, go, go, go. It's just like...
It's like PR pressed the button about 10 minutes too soon.
But he kept asking questions, didn't he? It was like, what if we could do this? Yeah, it was like, and it's like, well, you obviously can, otherwise you wouldn't have asked the question.
We know you're about to do it. What are you talking about?
I think maybe somebody in the PR office kind of panics at his presentational skills. I was like, oh my God, Jeff's tanking out there. This is even worse than Mark Zuckerberg last week with his kind of robot voice introduction of whatever that thing was that he was introducing.
Do it.
Let's just give everybody press releases and maybe they won't notice how terrible he is.
They'll just write it up. They'll be too busy.
So $199. Stick that up your iPad.
Yeah.
There we are. What do we make of this?
Taking a bite out of my apple.
Well, I very sensible, I think. Well, I mean, we've been telling tablet manufacturers for ages, haven't we, that you can't go head to head with Apple and go head to head with them at the same price point because you'll get absolutely
hammered.
I was going to say a rude word there. Hammered. Yes, that's the word.
It's exactly what we expected, isn't it? Yeah. There's actually no surprise, really, in any of it. We were a bit umming and arming. Oh, will it be?
The web browser was Silk. Amazon Silk was a surprise.
Yeah, but that's where they started to lose it for me because that was like, initially, I was thinking, I have no idea what this guy's saying now and none of this makes any sense to me. And then when I'd thought about what he'd said, I thought, oh, that claim sounds like complete bollocks.
Really?
Isn't it just like on live? I'm thinking of it like on live. So you're doing stuff, but you're not actually doing it locally. It's their servers picking up.
Well, their explanation of why it's called Silk is because it's an invisible thread that's incredibly strong and all this kind of business. And basically,
Silk is such a terrible. That's like
it does sound a bit like a pantomime.
It's so 70s.
Trend iPad.
They should have called it Quantum.
Something like that.
That sounds more modern.
Basically, instead of the processing churning being done on the device, it's being done in the cloud. Mm. And that means instead of downloading 86 pictures at full resolution and all the flash and video and everything, it's kind of just streamed to you from the cloud.
Yeah, because streaming, as we know, is like the most reliable and kind of amazingly secure way of accessing anything on the internet.
Over Wi-Fi, it should be quite...
Wi-Fi should be quick enough anyway. Because that's the thing, is that there's no 3G option.
It's the problem is, it's not the amount of data, it's the amount of processing that actually quite a basic tablet, any of the tablets, has to do to show it all, to render it all. So if you can do that in the cloud much quicker than it can process it, then...
But why would you be able to do it much quicker in the cloud?
Because the cloud is an 8-core something mega gigawatt computer.
Is it EC2?
But it's processing the images for the potentially bazillions of people who own this tablet.
Yeah, but
whereas your tablet's only doing it for you.
That's true, but it's still a supercomputer and it should do it super fast.
Does when you go on the Amazon website.
That was Amazon's spiel, but my reaction to that was, that sounds
that's
like
true, but in the hands-on demos, it was Amazon demonstrators doing it, doing the hands, it did look quick. So
yeah, of course, there's only three of them in existence at the moment. That doesn't prove anything.
No, true, true.
Oh, okay. You're so naive, Dan.
I'm just, you know.
I've got this bridge in London that you might want to buy. You can take it apart brick by brick and have it put in your back garden. 5,000 quid?
For $199, if we are to believe what they've shown us, as Duncan does not, it does look super slick.
Mm. Yeah, it does. I mean, there's a couple of things about it that mean under no circumstances would I buy it, and I think a lot of the people who buy it will be a little bit disappointed by it.
Right, okay, so what counts out for you?
Firstly, the complete reliance on the cloud, because there's not very much storage on board.
8 gigs, yeah.
Yeah. And secondly, the fact that you actually... I'm sure people will quite quickly find out ways to do it, and enthusiasts and probably listeners to this podcast. But you can't, although it's running Android,
you can't really get at it, can you?
Yeah. Which seems like, why do that? I mean, maybe you could have it in the background.
Well, they want,
it's not in the background, but something that's
they want to
a bit
do
of a chore to get
because
to.
Because the whole reason they're selling it for $199 is because they'll make it back in the content. And if you can get to Android, that means you can get to other people's content.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's quite a simple...
You think it's a business decision on
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
You download an e-reader app.
A, it keeps the user experience very clean and easy and simple, which... You know, as Apple knows,
it's great.
No, bad thing.
Yeah, no, I think in terms of what
it
can do, it'll do it.
But also, yeah, it means Amazon has complete control of the content.
But it just seems stupid to me. I mean, because it's a tablet. The iPad, like the first news report I read about it, on TV.com, I expect, or somewhere, it said, oh, it's more of a content consumption device. But so is the iPad.
Yeah, so is the iPad. But
it's not like the iPad is some massively complicated thing.
The iPad costs six times as
much. No, the cost has got nothing to do with it. The cost has got nothing to do with it. They've deliberately stopped you being able to do all manner of things that you could be able to do.
Because
but why?
If they hadn't stopped you, they wouldn't be able to sell it for $199.
No, I don't agree.
Why? Oh, it's a debate.
It's pure and simple. Because the only way they can sell
because
it for
everybody
that is because
they would go and not money. Buy from Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah,
they'd go and.
They make the money back from. That's why they can give you free 3G on the Kindle because they know that
they
you'll
know
buy
you're
their
buy the books.
Books.
You know, if they said,
they make money back
go and
that.
Have free 3G and why don't you go and shop on Sony's bookstore while you're at it, then, you know. They've been losing money hand
over fist.
So
they want you to buy all
But it also seems to be preventing you from using any number of apps that are available.
Ah, no.
But they also want to sell you apps.
No. You'll still be able to get Android apps. They'll only be approved ones. Which, having some quality control on Android apps isn't necessarily a bad thing. And it does mean you're going to get all the main ones. You know, it's not like...
So I'm just enjoying your delicious apple.
Angry Birds is going to be there,
yeah.
You know, as they showed. You know, it's just you won't have the innumerous clones of... of tank cores or something, you know.
I mean,
I know, but you just kind of immediately hit a brick wall with various things, though, don't you? Because like you can't really use Google Maps, and you can't really use lots of things that people would immediately go to look for.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do
not necessarily there. There's no GPS in it for a kickoff. Yeah,
that's
I mean. Yeah, look, I mean, the hardware wise, it's 7 inches. It's not, it's not.
That's
nine
sorry.
Or 10 inches.
That was the other thing.
Yeah,
but then I had another thing about that because I thought all 7-inch tablets. Well, let's not kid ourselves. All tablets, apart from the iPad, so far have died on their ass. But all the 7-inch ones, in particular, seem to be people don't like them. But then I thought maybe because it's Amazon, people look at it not so much as it's not like the iPad, as it is like the Kindle.
Yeah, and it's a very similar
because
size
they have managed to sell the Kindle, and that is smaller and.
So maybe
the Samsung Galaxy Tab didn't do that bad when
terribly.
It first.
No camera.
It did. It did badly.
Okay. Did it?
Yeah.
Not as good as the iPad.
Nowhere near as good. No camera, no microphone, no GPS, we discussed. No 3G, which is a half a surprise because we've had 3G on the Kindle.
Seems the way things are going. Sony doesn't have 3G.
Yeah,
either.
But also if you think about its reliance on streaming, the streaming would be so poor over 3G that maybe they just thought, look, it's going to cost us more and it's going to be a poor user experience. Let's just not put it in.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper.
But then Wi-Fi in general, once you're outside of your home, is not a great experience.
It's not fantastic. 1 GHz dual core Texas Instruments OMAP, which is the same as the Playbook. So, you know, talk of this as, it's just a budget piece of poo. Yes, there are certain features
hardware,
missing, but the processor is...
The hardware's fine. It's like the...
Half-decent.
Not that you can get it anyway, but the version of Gingerbread is like one iteration back from the current, isn't it, or something?
Yeah.
But... Doesn't seem like that big a deal,
and because
dual core
it's skinned so much,
fast.
It doesn't really matter what version of Android.
It's got Gorilla Glass on it.
It's got Gorilla Glass. Yeah, that is quite high end. 7-hour battery life. You know, nothing compared to the normal Kindles, but reasonable. And it's got the same res as the Tab, the original Tab, and the Playbook. You've mentioned that it's 8 gigabytes, but because it relies so much on the cloud, is that much of a problem?
Yes, it is. Okay. I'd rather have the stuff locally. Thanks.
I see.
I think the cloud is like still not quite there as a...
Yeah.
I mean, something like, although I think the idea is bollocks, something like the cloud as additional processing power, that seems more useful to me than storage.
Well, it does. It does that as well. But yeah, yeah.
Well, no, what I mean is I don't see any use at all for cloud storage.
Oh, right.
Unless you're storing like literally bazillions of gigabytes of stuff that you couldn't force into like a
Well,
a
if you've got, for instance, if you've got Amazon Prime, you're going to be able to stream from the cloud, you know, all the TV content, all the movie content.
So can you, the thing is, so if I wanted to watch a film, no, I was but that's at my a different house thing. And that's I wanted just to streaming. Watch a film. Mm. So I started watching it at home and then I was like, oh, I've got to go on the tube. Can I carry on watching my film?
Not on... If you buy it, yes. If you're streaming it, no.
So if I buy it, it would be still No,
theoretically.
In the cloud.
No, because the idea of the cloud is that you buy it and don't necessarily store it locally.
Yeah, but you see, with Amazon Prime, you can stream for free all the content.
Streaming ain't the same thing as buying something and having
no,
it in the
absolutely.
Cloud.
Absolutely. So streaming is this is what I mean. If you want to take it with you and watch it on the tube, you've got to buy it and download it. That's the difference. Yeah.
But then that would be stored locally.
That would be stored locally, yeah.
That is silly.
But or you could store it in your cloud. So the point
then
is,
then I can only get it when I'm in Wi-Fi.
So continuing this, so you buy your film, you download it, you watch it on the tube, you watch half of it, and then you delete it. It's still in your cloud. So 6 months' time, you want to watch the other half of it or watch it again or whatever, you just pull it down from the cloud again. It never disappears
right,
completely.
Okay, right,
so you don't need to keep it on your device just for that. Just for the thinking, oh, well, I might want to watch that again at some point. It'll be in the cloud.
Right, fine.
But then, yeah.
Same way.
I understand the principle, but I don't
works with books. You know?
No, but that's completely different because books are so tiny.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
I mean, then you really do. You click your fingers and it's there. But like a long high def film, it's just not. It's not the same thing.
HP became number two in the market by selling the touchpad for £89 or $99.
Yeah. It's interesting that it only became number two.
Yeah.
It's still being outsold, but they're almost literally giving it away, and it's number one.
How far can Amazon go?
Well, that probably is a fair point.
How far can Amazon go at $199?
I think it'll sell like hotcakes. Yeah. It's just, I think people, it depends what people's expectations are. If they want like a Kindle with knobs on, I think they'll think, yeah, this is great. If they think, I want, this is going to be the same as all the other tablets that are out there and will do all the same things, I don't think they're going to be horrified or anything like that, but I think there'll be a bit of a mild disappointment. Will be
for my money, it does 90% of all the things you want it to do. You know, so for most of the things that people use their iPads for, you can do it on the Kindle and it's a lot cheaper.
Apart from the camera.
Yeah, so like
I don't the camera.
Skype, no video
Skype,
calling.
That would be the thing. Yeah. That
no,
I'd
no one
use
uses
iPad
the camera on the iPad to take pictures because they're crap.
No, no.
But for video calling, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But video calling still isn't much of a thing. But then I think that's where, I mean, also it's like 7 inches is not great for web browsing and looking video stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not terrible, but it's not.
Okay.
But I think the price is so low and the quality of the thing is so much more than you'd expect for the price.
Yeah.
Even though for me, it's not really quite.
People are going to be having.
I suppose my overarching thing with this is I still can't see the point of tablets full stop. So I kind of watered down sort of cheap tablets.
Yeah, there's the truth of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's basically what's going to happen is iPad's got the high end of the market.
Did anybody else hear that?
I did, yeah.
What
sounded like a baby screaming.
I did hear some strange noise, yes. I'm not sure. It wasn't coming from me. iPad's got the top end of the market sealed. Kindle Fire coming up at the bottom end. And kind of wiping out Android. I can't see why you'd now buy an Android tablet instead of this. You know,
that's
like
true. Yeah,
it's pretty
why.
Much a straight choice between an iPad if you want to pay the money and get the higher end hardware.
Yeah,
and do more with it. You know, the gyroscope in there. You want to do video calling. You want to use Keynote. All those kind of business. Or if you just want content and you know games and stuff like that, go buy a Kindle Fire. You know, why would you buy anything else?
Yeah,
or unless it changes the market, of course, and all the other manufacturers other than Apple.
The only other
their pricing much
lower.
The only
other manufacturer I think that could is Sony, because Sony is the only other manufacturer with content. You know, so Sony has.
No, but I just mean selling the hardware that much cheaper.
Yeah,
you mean the same thing, giving away the hardware.
The only way you can sell
it
that much cheaper is to put content.
But I still don't think Sony can ever compete with Amazon. Like, there's no.
I don't know if Sony have the wherewithal to do it. To be honest. You know,
every time they try and have some kind of like online store sort of
type
experience,
don't get it right.
Something like the PlayStation Network hack happens, or it's just shit
in the
first place, or
they
call it curiosity.
Yeah,
there's always something.
They don't understand content well enough. Apparently, maybe this will wake them up. Who knows?
You know they've renamed Curiosity because it was such a terrible name. If you're like a teacher or a parent, what they've now renamed is it the Sony Entertainment Network?
Oh yeah.
Apparently that's also a very well known acronym for special educational needs. Which I always thought big mega corporations had like a part of their marketing department was always somebody who made sure that you didn't call something that meant like you didn't put out a car with an abstract name that turned out to mean cock in Eskimo or whatever.
That is quite obscure though. Do you get the link with the...
Well, lots of people have children now.
Okay. Do you get the link with the name Kindle?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, I get Kindle. It.
I think all that is terrible.
Okay. Well,
I mean, Silk, I think, is the worst name for a product that I can think of.
They've based their entire advert on this clever play on words.
The instruction we find in books is like fire. We fetch it from our neighbors, kindle it at home, communicate it to others, and it becomes property of all. From Kindle, fire is born. A Kindle for movies, music, web, games, and reading.
Yeah, because that doesn't quite work, because what he means is kindling.
You can call it Kindle as well.
No, is what you do with kindling.
Yes.
To make a fire.
Yes. Okay.
So I wouldn't say fire comes from Kindle.
I see what you mean.
If I was being massively angry retentive, I'd say the act of kindling. Or kindling meaning little bits of wood.
Yes.
Maybe I'm getting too pedantic there.
Slightly.
They should call it surprise.
Right.
That'd have been the obvious follow-up to Kindle. Kindle surprise. Could have brought back the advert with the talking egg.
Yeah, and then the mini one could be the Kindle egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Kindle toy.
Kindle toy.
Clearly only I remember that advert.
I think so. The bad news, we're not getting it for the time being.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Dan.
For that read next year.
Dunk's gutted.
Yeah, 15th of November in the US, no UK date set so far.
Same well, that's because Kindle. Various things they have in the US... Amazon, because Amazon Prime over here means you can have it delivered for nothing.
Over there, it gives you access to video downloads. When we talk about Amazon Prime in the US is a completely different offering.
Yeah. It's like a massive robot that can turn into a truck.
There we are.
Isn't that right?
Something like that. So, yeah, they need to sort out all the content deals here, which I think might take a long time. I mean, they've got a partnership with Love Film here. I can't see them going along those lines.
Do you know what? The Americans, they don't give a shit about Britain. Well, maybe Europe as a whole. Because, I mean, that's the thing, because
Can someone reset Duncan?
Apple Air thing.
What?
You know the music part of that? Right. Not AirPlay. What's their cloud thing called?
iCloud.
I thought it was called AirCloud.
Close.
It's usually an I or an Air or a something. Yeah, the music match thing, which is almost like the killer app of iCloud. That's like over here. The launch date is like we're looking into it, whatever. Yeah. And I'm almost thinking, oh, it's just not going to happen, or not until they can be, asked.
It's rather annoying, isn't it? Same with the other products that we have mentioned: the Kindle Touch and the Touch 3G. No idea when we're going to get them. They're very cool. I like those.
Your Apple's repeating on me, Dan.
Sorry.
They're just like smaller Kindles, aren't they? Smaller
but they're touchscreen, which is exactly, the Sony e-reader is touchscreen. Love the Sony e-reader.
It looks exactly like the Sony e-reader.
Yeah, this makes it the Kindle touchscreen. My wife is getting like repetitive strain from turning pages with a Kindle because it's such an awkwardly placed button. So the touch is exactly what she needs.
I suppose. I mean, they haven't gone for the gesture. I thought they'd go more for like you pull your finger across, but it's more like you sort of jab the page and it turns over.
They've done sort of little gesture kind of things.
Can you do pinch to zoom?
I don't know. Do you know what we're getting?
You wanted to zoom in for a particularly good word.
The price was a bit of a disappointment.
Right, we are getting the new bog standard Kindle, which loses its keyboard, and a whopping £10. It's now £89.
What does it have instead of the keyboard?
Nothing.
It's just buttons on the side.
Yeah, I presume there's
Is there a touchscreen keyboard?
No.
Which is not touchscreen.
I presume there's non-screen keyboard that you have to kind of scroll through or something.
So how would you...
Quite.
You have to sync it with your computer to do things like...
Mainly. The old Kindles stay the same price. They become the Kindle keyboard.
I'll tell you what, the keyboard on the Kindle is shit.
It's rubbish.
So it's not...
Yeah, and it just...
I don't think anyone's going to be that upset about that.
Yeah, so £89. So there we are. Plenty more where that came from. So let me say... Here is the news. It's FIFA 12 day, people, and that means a slew of retailers scrambling to be the cheapest. HMV are offering it for an incredible £1.99 if you can trade in a barely week-old copy of FIFA 20, of F1 even, 2012, I'm guessing. This says 2011. It is 2011.
Great news reading, Nan.
Thanks. A week-old copy of F1 2011. There we go. The non-trading price is a hefty £39.99. Or you can get the special edition of FIFA 12. Where's this going? For £34.99 online from Asda.
Not to be outdone, Konami has relieved PES 2012 will receive a day one patch enabling 3D gameplay. Mm. Set to hit the UK on 14th of October, the patch is also expected to introduce Konami's new social features dubbed My PES, allowing players to share results and other gameplay data across Facebook.
My PES has got Goofy on the top.
PES. It's more PES.
PES. Are you ready for the next Nexus? Samsung and Google have set the date for a press event on the 11th of October, promising a look at what's new with Android, a.k.a. the Prime.
It's a robot.
Google's answer to the iPhone 5 is expected to be the first phone with Android ice cream sandwich and have a Super AMOLED screen.
At the other end of the scale, HTC launched a new entry-level Android smartphone, the HTC Explorer. The 3.2-inch device packs its Sense UI and sports a selection of colour schemes with transferable back covers. How retro, how very Nokia. Yeah. Expect it sometime before Christmas.
Love Films launched an iPad app for streaming subscribers' movies and TV shows on the Apple tablet. It follows the similar service unveiled last year for the PS3. No plans yet for an Android version, but a spokesperson said they're not running it out.
And finally, from tomorrow, you can pick up Swatch's first touchscreen timepiece. Mm-hmm. The aptly named Swatch Touch uses a large touch-sensitive LCD display, which swipes use to access scroll time zones and taps to view a chrono, alarm, timer and beep menus. The plastic case and silicone strap is available in 6 colours and it'll set you back £100. What happened to the LG phone watch? Do you remember that?
Yeah. I do. It was a massive launch. I was on telly, stood in front of the guy from Orange, who they'd just launched it. And he was like stood behind the camera and I was on camera saying what a stupid idea I thought it was and how unsuccessful I assumed it was going
to
be.
Well, what's happened to it? Does anyone and they, actually
they
own
sure,
one?
They sure showed you, Duncan.
Afterwards, the guy said, thanks very much, Duncan. And he kind of thanks for coming down. It was the day after our awards or our Christmas party or something, so I was massively hungover, which is why I was in such a bad mood about
speaking of
things.
Speaking of media appearances, you can hear me on Radio 4's You and Yours this Wednesday talking about retro phones. So don't miss that.
Retro phones as in
As
the one where you hold it in your hand and the other one next to your ear.
No.
And you have to turn a little wheel on the
retro
side.
Retro mobile phones.
Oh, okay.
And you can hear my top tip for retro mobile phone collectors.
Mm.
Don't want to miss that.
And what is that?
Well, don't give it away.
I can't, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Time
that's
to see.
You and
just tell
exclusive.
Us.
That's a You and Yours exclusive.
You should pitch yourself to Amazon or Facebook as like you could do the launches.
What?
Because you're a lot better than...
that's true.
I know it's not saying much, but you're a lot better than Jeff Bezos and... what's his name?
It's called...
Mark Zuckerberg.
It's called Kindle Fire. Ooh.
Time
to see.
Do it like that.
Yes. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM.
Yes. Well, thanks very much.
Is this Welsh?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Go on. What does that mean? You say it.
It says the Ddrwg Goch, which is Welsh dragon. Red dragon.
There we are. Thank you.
The that's red original. Dragon.
Brackets, Duncan.
Mark Melbourne.
There we are.
Which is a type of toast. It is.
Melbourne.
Oh, is it? Oh, it is. You're right. Oh, sorry.
It's a place, though. It is a place.
Yeah, it's a place in Australia.
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah. It's the capital of Australia.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Canberra. Yeah. Where we are.
Anyway.
Shall I just play it now? Carry on.
Okay. Your 201 podcast RSS... Oh, well, this is old news. Your 201 podcast RSS feed into iTunes is still knackered. I type this as I listen to it online, boasting that it works.
We don't boast
do make
that it
ourselves
works.
A hostage to fortune. Yes.
Well, you haven't said it works. We said it doesn't work on iTunes, so you have to listen to it on the website.
Got it.
No, but last week we said... No, actually...
Yeah.
That's not true. What we said last week, and I remember this, was I said something like, so if you're listening to this now, it's working. Yeah. If you're not listening to now, it's not.
Yeah.
I see.
I think that little joke has rather gone over Mark's head there.
Possibly. Yeah.
But anyway, come on, guys. Well, we are coming on.
Yes,
Mark,
we're on it.
Coming on, Mark.
It should be nicer.
One more for you, Duncan.
If he's Welsh, he should be nicer.
Yes.
To be honest.
How do you say his name? Idrigo.
Yeah.
Draig.
Draig.
Goch.
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 Yeah.
That was sounded a bit more Scottish at the end there. Duncan.
There's lovely. There's lovely now.
Good. One more for you, Dunk.
Okay. AJM Connaughton. No, that's not right, is it? AJ McNaughton. Does the Fire support PDF docs? Can you think of a more boring question to ask about it?
He says it would be super useful at uni if it did. It does, actually.
It does.
Yep. Must do.
Yeah, it does. It does. There you are.
So I've got more reaction to the Fire. Steve O. Youngs is critical of the iPad killer tag because it ain't a direct competitor. How can it be when it's running an old version of Android? Get real.
It's a bit hard.
I don't think the old version of Android bit is relevant, but
it is a direct competitor to the iPad because people who might have gone for the iPad because they only knew that was the only one might now go for the
Fire.
But you know, it'll be people who want to spend less will go for the Fire. People who want to spend more will go for the iPad. And also, this whole thing about it's running an old version of Android. You don't see Android. It really doesn't matter what version of Android it's running.
Plus, also, nobody in the real world gives a flying one.
Yeah, they don't go, what version of Android
is it? Honeycomb?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it ice cream sandwich? Is it jelly bean? Is it
ABCDFGHJK?
Yeah, I know what the next letter of the alphabet is. I was just trying to think of
key lime pie.
Is it key lime pie?
Hope so.
Is it?
We don't know.
Lollipop.
Lollipop.
Twana Sharif.
Is it marshmallow?
Oh, God. Twana Sharif, with those price tags, it should boost the tablet market greatly. Can't wait for its arrival in the UK. Well done, Amazon.
That's quite true. It probably won't actually impact iPad sales. It'll just increase the market.
No, it might do because it might bring about a paradigm shift in people's expectations.
Maybe.
It's not so much a competitor as a different paradigm.
Thank you, Duncan. Those are very big words.
Darbo 7 isn't...
Big words for a pretty lady.
Not just a pretty face. Darbo 7 isn't happy. Kindle 3 is £89 in the UK. 1.5 times the American price. Poor showing at Amazon feels slightly ripped off by the UK price tag.
No. Let me just nix this right now. Okay.
Nix it?
Nix
yes.
It? What is that?
Nip it in the bud. Oh. The Kindle, £89 Kindle. Sorry, let me start again. The Kindle in the US is ad supported. We don't have that system over here. If you want an un-ad supported Kindle, it's $109. Translate that into pounds, add 20% VAT, and you get about £86. So there's a £3 price hike, which, frankly, I can deal with.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There we go.
Is that one done?
Yeah, shut your mouth, Darbo 7.
I can see why people get miffed, but when you look at it, actually, it's actually quite clever. It's the the screensaver that you see. It's very unobtrusive, and that's what's good about it. The screensaver that you see becomes an advert, a nicely designed, quite non-garish advert.
Oh, so rather than a picture of William Shakespeare, it's like bird's eye peas.
Or whatever. Yeah, exactly that.
God, what book was I reading?
So all you have to do is just wake your device and the advert's gone and you carry on reading and you never see an advert again until it goes to sleep.
I thought it might literally be, like, you'd be sat there reading The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck or something.
Fancy a grape?
You go to turn the next page, and it's like, suddenly, like an advert comes up. Whoa, body form!
that would be quite good.
And then that lasts for a minute, and then you're back to the kind of Depression era misery.
It knocks between, depending on which version you're going through, I think it's between $40 and $60 off the price, which is, pretty good for very little inconvenience.
So.
You say that, but it's sustaining the axis of evil that is advertising
true.
And marketing.
On the Facebook group, opinion is divided. Matt Colbert. Colour me excited. I want. So I think he. I get from that he's enthusiastic.
Colour me excited. I want.
Colour me excited. I want.
Colour me bad. I want to sex you up.
There we are. A lot of skepticism though from Mike Cragg, Stuart Gordon, who says it seems to me a subpar tablet, a competitor for low-end tablets, and Timothy Okonowu, a half-ass attempt is his verdict.
I thought you were just being rude about Timothy though.
People like James Mack, Yasser Charisma, sort of floating somewhere in the middle. Also a lot of chatter on the iPhone 5, but we'll round some of that up shortly.
Yeah. So there's really a grammatical argument going on.
Yeah, it got a bit intense, actually.
Yeah, it did, actually.
I think everyone shook hands at the end.
Feelings run high on the subject of grammar. Yeah,
if you want to join us on the Facebook group, just search for the official T3 podcast group on Facebook.
Can't wait till there's an unofficial one. We've made it!
Do join us. Right, Ree, what have we got for our Gadget of the Week?
Well, I've been bogged down with Amazon this week, so I am actually going to go for the new Kindles.
Yes, of course.
Because I think they're, you know, the price is fantastic.
So not the Fire.
Not the Fire, because I'm still, I think if I was going to buy a Kindle, I'd go for one with e-ink, because that's the reason, that's the main reason I'd buy one.
Other than actually reading
it. And there's no point, you'd never buy a Kindle and a Kindle Fire. Mm-hmm. You'd always buy a Kindle. So the Kindle, I think the one I'd have to go for the 3D Touch, the Kindle Touch.
3D Touch, yeah.
I was really impressed by the press conference. I wasn't expecting the Kindle Touch or the Touch 3G as much as the Fire.
If I had to, you know, if I had to stick my finger in the air, I would have said that's where it was going. But yeah, the prices were encouraging. Mm. Remember to add quite a lot when it comes to the UK.
What if you had to stick your finger somewhere else, Dan?
Well, that's another matter
altogether.
You get a different.
So my gadget of the week is, you know, I think, and also I think they've been overlooked by this Kindle Fire.
That's true.
So I'm going to give them a moment as my gadget of the week.
This is their time to shine. I've got to say, if it comes out before Christmas, I'm not holding my breath. I'd put that on my list.
A nice
Touch 3G. I much prefer the. It just seems antiquated not to have a touchscreen.
True.
It feels odd.
Anything without a touchscreen now,
which is crazy. I mean, why?
Why tell me when you tried to touch a cash point?
All sorts.
Yeah. Why on earth we should demand these things is, you know, I don't know. But it does feel
because
odd.
It's our right. Yeah. God damn it!
It's not our right, but you know, now that it's
yes,
here,
it is.
I'm very. I think I will definitely be purchasing one. Right. Okay. A worthy gadget of the week. So then, it looks like Apple has finally set a date. Invitations have gone out for Tuesday with a decidedly iPhone-y flavour to them. So what do we expect, guys?
Well, let me rack my brains for the year of rumours. I think, today we hit the streets of London to find out what people wanted for the iPhone. A lot of people want inbuilt maps. Like the HTC.
Maps. I very rarely find myself using them.
Yeah, but
I use it all the bloody time.
Really?
I'd say there's one thing about the smartphone revolution, whatever you want to call it, that's really revolutionized my life, is the maps. Because I have got the worst sense of direction
world. I'm talking about the preloaded maps, which you get on HTC.
Oh, I just mean maps in general.
Yeah, maps in general you use all the time, obviously. But it's so rare that I'm not in Signal. And although it has got me out of, you know, the odd scrape.
Yeah.
Some people are not fortunate enough to live in London or other major
areas.
Yes,
you've been very sympathetic about that in the past, I believe.
Funnily enough, I mean, one place where you really bloody do not want to get lost is like in the middle of some kind of rural... I recently rewatched Straw Dogs.
There we are.
And let me tell you, that puts you off getting lost in rural areas.
Okay, preloaded maps would be nice. That can't be the most exciting thing.
Processor, the A5 processor that's in the iPad. A lot of people look forward to that. Change more curved design.
Yeah.
Some people, but other people will say, I think they're going to stick with the same shape. Yeah. But
also, quite a lot of rumours of perhaps below it, a kind of an iPhone 4S.
I don't think that's going to happen. We've been saying that every time there's a new iPhone.
Well, it will happen because... There always is two. But like the iPhone 4 will remain on sale.
Well, they won't announce two new size. Yeah.
And they'll get rid of the 3GS.
I just like multitasking that works, which apparently iOS 5 does address.
Good.
Although I mean, that's nothing to do with the hardware, but apparently that does get sorted. And what else would be nice? That's it, really.
All right. Well, let me give you a few ideas because it's been battered about on the Facebook group by James Mack. Kicked this off. We need to start our own rumours, he said. My bracket safe bets. 3.7-inch touchscreen?
No. They've already said that 4 inches is the optimum.
Right. Not so safe. A5 dual-core chip.
Safe.
Good. Slightly better camera.
There's no point.
It's not that optimistic. The camera's great, isn't it?
Yeah. Why would they...
Because, well, only for marketing reasons, because a lot of people are still obsessed with the number of megapixels.
Yeah. Maybe. I hope they don't cram too many on, though, because it just gets noisy. Yeah. It's true. Stuart Gordon, may I add to James's predictions? Yes, you may. A thinner curved back, which you kind of mentioned that. flash moved away from the camera lens. That actually makes sense. It stops red eye. I don't know whether that's why Apple are doing it, but it would stop red eye. And Siri Assistant tech built into the software.
What's that?
I've no idea. What is that? Someone's going to have to explain that
one. What assistant tech?
Siri.
Siri.
A hole in my knowledge has emerged.
But only in the iPhone 5.
That happens so seldom.
Don't know what that means. I like this one. Leon Fenner, I'm going for iWidgets. Yes, please. That would totally put me in the Apple camp.
What are iWidgets?
Well, Apple doesn't have widgets.
What?
Same as basically what you get on Android, you know. So on my Android
where things
device,
update on your home screen.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, fine.
But then I think possibly Apple's way around that is, as I understand it, the iOS 5 multitasking thing. It's like an update center. Yeah,
but I want widgets because on my screen, I've got my calendar. It shows up. I don't have to go into the calendar to see what's coming up next. It's there on display. I've got train times for my station. Yeah. You know, all sorts of useful stuff that I don't actually have to open an
and
app.
More
it makes
home
so much
screens.
Sense.
How many home screens has the iPhone 4 got now? It's only got 3 or 4, isn't it?
No, I think it's got as many as you want, doesn't it? I don't know because I've never gone beyond 3.
Just more.
I use
folders
a lot.
Yeah, more customization options. Yeah. You know.
Oh, bollocks. Who cares about that?
I care deeply, Duncan. Deeply. Well, that's about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday-ish. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley. And you've been listening to the T3 podcast.
Bye.